It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis hopes to create more equity and diversity in the state's workforce with a new executive order. It directs state agencies to develop long-term plans to make workplace cultures more inclusive and anti-discriminatory. The order calls for equitable efforts around hiring and compensation. Sarah Hernandez is deputy director of the Office of Health Equity.
This has been a long time in the making, and so we're excited. Unity is the first step. Excited to see what comes of it.
State government is one of Colorado's biggest employers with more than 30,000 workers. The state is holding at least 6 weeks of hearings on new oil and gas regulations. CPR Sam Brash reports it's meant to carry out a law passed late last year.
Colorado Democrats passed the legislation despite howls from the oil and gas industry. At the time, companies objected to one of the main goals of the bill, giving local communities more power over future drilling. At hearings this week, oil and gas representatives changed their tune and now want more power at the local level. That could allow communities like Weld County to expedite drilling permits. But environmental groups say the law only allows communities to be more protective than the state, not less. More than 90 groups plan to participate in the hearings. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
About 70 Republicans gathered in Windsor Thursday to watch President Trump accept the party's nomination. CPR's Benta Berkland says some in attendance were delegates who attended the just-ended Republican convention remotely.
It was a relatively subdued but celebratory mood as guests mingled over drinks and appetizers under a large white tent. The national Team Trump bus tour that is bringing the president's message through key states was also there. Mark Lauder is with Trump-Pence 2020 and says he thinks Trump's message on the economy and keeping the country safe is resonating with voters.
I think when you spend weeks upon weeks turning on the news and watching major American cities burning and rioting and statues being torn down, it's just against the basic American value.
The Trump bus tour will head to Colorado Springs and Pueblo next. In 2016, Trump lost Colorado by nearly 5 percentage points. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Front Range has cooler temperatures today and through the weekend. This is CPR News.